Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour four of the nation. Here we go. We're standing by for the Brian Schottenheimer press conference here on your home of the Cowboys as they traded for Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson earlier. And we're not exactly sure when Shotty's going to start talking, but when he does, we'll take you up to the Star Live. 214 says a guy who peed his pants during a game is critiquing flip-flops. What an idiot. That's in reference to Mark Schlereth, who was just on with us. And 940 says, I fly very frequently. I've worn open-toe sandals from time to time. Mind your damn business, Stink. He's very polarizing. He'll touch a nerve. Of course, he's a football maniac, and he joins us every Tuesday at 440 here in the G-Bag Nation. Thought today, you know, maybe it was cutting it a little close with Shotty's presser scheduled for 4:45, but then I realized he might have in a very short order become the most flagrant disrespecter of time that we've had in Cowboys history.
It started off very strong, and now it's just, you never know.
Yeah.
Very prompt.
That's what he did.
I don't know, man. You're 3-5-1, bro.
You want to make friends with the media.
Tighten it up over there.
Tighten up.
Not get us hanging out, waiting, moving stuff around. I mean, I don't know how many, if these coaches realize how many people's lives they're impacting and how shallow their words would ring with me if I was one of their players. I'd say, Coach, I listen to the fan. I know you have a schedule to hit that presser on, and you just flagrant. I mean, where's the integrity there? With your flagrant
disrespect. What were you trying to do there?
I had to take a left and come back to it.
Abort mission and then circle back. That's a veteran move.
You guys know what the hell I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Flagrant foul.
Okay, Perry and Winfrey have played with Quinnen Williams in New York. He is ecstatic about the addition, tweets one Nicholas Harris of the Star-Telegram, quote, he's always in the right spot at the right time. He's always in his film. You're going to see that Quinnen will come in right away and learn everything right away. So there's a quality endorsement from a guy who, you know, might be pushed out of the rotation just a little bit more now.
Well, he's not even in the rotation.
Yeah.
If you think about it overall, they need to get him back.
Get him out there.
Yeah, they need to make some changes on some of these things. Just give it a little bit of a different look. They've got some guys coming back from injuries and stuff. I think when you get to Vegas on Monday night, this defense will look a little different.
I like the idea of the five-man fronts.
Probably about five. Yeah, I mean, it's worked
especially
out.
Especially now.
Yeah, it's worked out pretty well for him there.
So how would you set that up? You'd put all three of them on the field together?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, they were doing some of that on first down, and Cody Alexander at the Coach A has actually put out some good stuff. Like Carolina's been doing that a little bit. They actually had a ton of success against Green Bay with it. So you'd kick in Osa. You'd walk down one of your hybrid will linebackers, which Flus has been doing some. You've got Osa, basically what Nick Scorton was playing, Clowney and Ezeraku as your ends. So Osa would kind of kick outside as a defensive end, which is what they had Wharton doing in Carolina. So you've got the personnel to do it. This would allow you to then have like Osa, Kenny Clark, Quinnen Williams all on the field with Clowney and Ezeraku as well. And you've got Overshown who can play that hybrid role, maybe even rush the passer a little bit.
Yeah, but let's make sure we drop him into coverage too at certain times in the game. On third
yeah,
down.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Third down especially would be awesome.
Hey, he did dial up that Reddy Stewart blitz. That one worked out well.
That was good.
That was a nice one. We need more of that.
Hey, and in run situations, that might be fun. I mean, and these guys can rush the passer. All three of them can rush the passer at, you know, halfway decently. Let me ask you this, though. If you're staying in a with what you're doing in a 4-3, who are the starting defensive tackles? It's Quinnen Williams and?
Probably Osa.
So Kenny Clark's coming off the bench now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kenny Clark might have more pressures than Osa, but Osa's getting doubled more.
Yeah. I think what you might want to do is you'd probably start Kenny Clark on early downs. Maybe.
On first and second? I mean, he has been a good pressure guy. I mean, they're going to rotate them all anyway.
No, that's
what Aaron Whitecotton likes to do.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. I mean, the only Arizona rotates their defensive linemen. I think they had guys, they had five or six guys that had over 130 snaps already.
Yeah,
wow.
So Dallas is very
trying to keep them fresh.
Similar to that.
Well, how much appetite do you guys have for the cynics out there on Cowboys Twitter and in the national media?
They're not wrong.
About this trade?
Oh, about the trade. I thought you said just the team in general.
Oh, yeah. No, the team in general, it would take a miracle to even make the playoffs or finish above 500 right now. But, you know, just in general right now, taking a sample of social media, I would say I'm seeing way more negative grades on this trade than positive ones.
They just the problem with the national media is they're not with you every day. Like, and I'm not going to act like I know what's going on with the opponents we play, I learned that those teams. But when you watch this football team, you know, that there's a lot of times these national media, I don't think they have a really good handle on how good or bad things are when they talk about. I told David Hellman this when he became at Fox. I said, you know what you need to do? You already know this football team. Know it even more because you're going to become valuable to Fox because nobody – studies this team like it needs to be studied. If you're going to talk about them every day,
yeah,
study them. Like if I was one of these ESPN guys or gals, all I would do would consume myself with what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
I would know the whole roster. I'd know all the coaching. I know how they're playing every week.
Just be a Cowboys expert.
Be a Cowboys expert because what they're going to do is they're going to put you on TV every day.
Yeah,
they're going to put you on First Take or Get Up or whatever these shows are because you know about the team. And I think there's a lot of these guys and gals that they study the league, but the one team they really, really should study is this one because it's the one that everybody seems to kind of care about.
You know, I think it is kind of like this trade is partially just in the back of my mind. When the Cowboys want to make a trade, I think they just take what they can get. And then they move on. Like maybe that happened with Micah. Maybe that happened with Amari Cooper. Like suddenly Amari Cooper's off the team and all we could get was a five today. So let's just do the trade. Like if you look at what they gave, what they got for Micah, what they gave for Quinnen Williams, you're going to pay Quinnen Williams less. But what, he's 2 or 3 years older than Micah?
No, he's a year older.
A year older than Micah?
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. But, I mean, ultimately, you give up 2 picks, you get 2 picks. So the picks are kind of going to be a wash. It amounts to you've traded Micah for Kenny Clark, Quinnen Williams, and a 2-to-1 pick swap. That's what you're getting. Is Quinnen Williams that close to Micah Parsons as a player? How far away is he? If Micah's a 9 out of 10, is Quinnen an 8.5? Is he another 9?
I mean, as far as defensive tackles go, yes. I mean, he is a defensive tackle comparable to what Micah is as an edge.
You think Micah, I'm just asking, Micah top 3 edges in the league?
Yeah, and Quinnen's absolutely a top 3 defensive tackle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, we'll pick up this conversation. Here's Shoddy up at the Star.
That's for the Sun. Is that for the Sun?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going there today, am I? You guys can't ask about that. It was a night game.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. Looks like you made a trade for Quinnen Williams.
We did. Yeah, it's exciting. Just, you know, kudos to, you know, Jerry and Steven and Will. And, you know, I think, you know, being aggressive but smart because, you know, a couple of the moves we made, you're getting guys not just for this year, but beyond, which I think is great, and it gets you excited as a coach. And I think it's two terrific players but also terrific young men. And I've talked to Logan. Still need to reach out to Quinnen, but excited to see both those guys here and get them welcome to the family.
What does Quinnen bring to you defensively?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've played him a couple times, just played him a couple weeks ago. He's just a difference maker. You know, ability to affect the interior part of the pocket. From a pass rush standpoint, I think 12 sacks a couple years ago under the tutelage. I'm not saying it was White Cotton that did it because Quinnen did it, but, you know, around A-Dub and very disruptive. I mean, for us, you know, there's certain calls you make. You know, you're aware when he's in the game because he's just so disruptive. So we had alerting calls when he was out of the game. We had to set protections based on him and, you know, you guys see it. You see the talent. But I love the play style too. Just the way the guy plays, the way the guy runs the football. And then, from what I've heard from A-Dub, just the type of young man he is, I think he'll fit in great in this locker room and, very exciting.
Clarence DLLS Cowboys from Order Operations, was the Logan one that was done yesterday, or that Jerry alluded to being done yesterday, that you said you knew about last night, and how did the Quinnen Williams trade come down today?
Yeah, again, there's a lot of conversation, yes, to the first question, but a lot of conversation today, and again, I knew that, you know, these things were going on. I wasn't sure how it was going to play out, but again, I think it speaks to, you know, ownership, Jerry, Steven, their commitment to building this thing the right way and getting the right type of guys, but also impact players. And, you know, ton of communication with them today, also with Will. And just, you know, exciting day for us. But, again, we've also got a lot of guys coming back from injuries as well. So it's not just something that, you know, it falls on these two guys. It's, again, getting some guys back from injury. You know, Demo should be back this week, and the safeties are starting to look healthier and revel. And so it's the right time for us, right time for a bye. And, like I said, very pleased with what we did today.
It's kind of bittersweet, the excitement of today and what you got coming, that you're coming off two straight losses, that it would be different. Things would look different if these guys were coming and then you didn't have these two huge setbacks.
No, again, I mean, you know, the losses are the losses. And, you know, we watched the video with the guys today. But, you know, there's a lot to be learned. And looking at the game from last night again, I think, you know, a couple things jump out at me. Just, you know, our lack of success in situational football was real. You know, I think we were 5 of 15 on third downs offensively. I think there was 9 or 10 of them, I think, that were 7 yards or more. And in the red zone, we had too many mental errors on offense. And, you know, they were, what, 7 of 9 in the first half. But anytime you know, they're separate is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Like, you do the video, you coach the players about the things that we did well, the things we didn't do well, the process stays the same. And then, you know, this news is just exciting because it's gives you something to look forward to. You'll continue to build your roster and your football team.
Yeah, and you're building for the future, but as far as this year is concerned, you know, you're running out of room, so to speak, and those losses, you know, kind of set you back in the process because there's no room for error.
No, no question. Yeah, we've put ourselves in. We don't have room for error. And, again, you know, we're in a situation now where every game's critical and we got to win games. And it starts by, you know, figuring some stuff out this week from a self-scout standpoint. That's where the focus is right now. The players are going to, you know, kind of reset, recharge. But we've got a week to figure out a lot of things. And also now how to use and acclimate these guys to the team.
Brian, Todd Archer with ESPN. How do you acclimate those guys and get them up to speed quick enough?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, they'll both be coming through here for physicals, and we'll get them the things that they need, the iPads and stuff like that. But they're both veteran players. They both have played a lot of football. You know, Quinnen certainly has history in the attack front, you know, type of family that we want to be. And but you know, we'll get them up to speed, and both guys, I think, should be fast learners and pick it up pretty quick. And you should expect to see them make a fast transition.
And then how do you make it work with the three defensive tackles now?
Yeah, well, again, I think you guys saw last night some of the things we were able to do from, you know, the five down stuff that we played. I thought that was very good for us. You know, the first down efficiency was one of our best of the year, and you can never have enough depth. at the interior part of the defensive line. But, you know, we'll roll those guys through. We'll stay fresh. But, again, I do think that you'll see us continue to use the five down front. We liked some of the things. I thought Osa played his best game of the year. Most disruptive game last night. I thought that was great to see. And, you know, the other guy that I think really jumped out last night, Todd, was Jadavian. I mean, someone asked me about it last night. I don't remember who, but watching the film, I mean, as disruptive a game as I've seen from any of our guys this year.
And then one more on the – because you went out and got a linebacker and a defensive lineman, does that speak to misevaluations along the way of what you thought you had at those positions?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just that we're always looking. We're competing every day to build the best roster that we can and, you know, create competition. And, you know, I think it's there's different reasons you make these moves, and certainly we need to play better, you know, on defense, on offense. And so we're trying to do that.
John Machado with The Athletic, how did you find out about the Quinton and Williams trade? Were you just in your office? Did you get a call? And what was your reaction?
Yeah, well, I knew that it was obviously excitement. You know, very, very excited. Again, just like I said, having game plan and have to play the guy a couple weeks ago and, you know, knowing how disruptive he is. But no, I was in a meeting and got called out by Will. And it was great, great news and very exciting.
And then with Wilson, how does he fit with DeMarvian Overshown? Like, how do their games, can they work together? How do you envision that?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that I thought K-9 played his best game of the year. Yesterday we talked about K-9 seeing less and reading his keys better, and I thought he did that yesterday. And, you know, Demo's more of a Will linebacker, and K-9's been playing Mike for us, and Logan's a Mike. And, you know, again, we'll let those guys kind of compete and see how it goes. And again, that's the good news, is that, you know, you're building depth and you're building, you know, we've gotten Shamar a lot of reps, and Maris didn't play as much yesterday, and that's more because of the five down stuff. But again, creating competition is a good thing.
Nick Harris, Forward Star Telegram. Jerry was talking on the radio this morning about how there's a natural urgency for him to win because of his age right now. How have you seen that manifest throughout the course of this year that you've been head coach, with the big moves he all made, and then obviously today as well?
Well, he's always been, you know, someone that was willing to make moves and make a trade and do things like that. I do think that he laughs about it, you know, in terms of, you know, his age. And we actually just had a meeting where we were talking about the game and reviewing the game, and he brought it up. So I know it's something. But again, there's urgency for all of us, and it's because of the position that we're in. We've put ourselves in this spot where we're 3-5-1, and we don't have a lot of room for error, and we know that. And again, I think that sets a very clear marker of we know what we have to do. We're not going to look too far ahead. We're going to look at, like I said, this week and getting back to the self-scout and all that stuff and answer a bunch of questions from scheme-wise and coaching things and personnel moves. And, you know, then all focus will be on to Vegas.
And you guys got Solomon Thomas in free agency, y'all brought in Perry and Winfrey, now Quinton Williams. What kind of input has Aaron Whitecott been able to provide as far as guys that he's coached in the past, and how did he provide input in this instance?
Well, he's a great seller. He's he definitely, if you ask him about a player that he's coached, you better get comfortable, because he's going to spend a lot of time selling. But he's very passionate about it. And, again, you know, he's 3-for-3. So he's just, you know, got a great feel for it. He understands the attack front, and I think he understands people as well. And all the guys he's brought here and been a part of bringing here, I think fit in exactly how we want them to, from the locker room culture to the way they play and the way they practice.
And there was a lot of talk about you guys potentially wanting an edge coming up to the deadline. Did anything about their performance yesterday change that mindset, or was it just kind of the way the chips fell today?
No, kind of the way the chips fell. Again, I think, you know, we I've talked in here extensively about, I thought the pass rush yesterday was really, really good. I think I've already talked about Jadavian, but, you know, as a Raku, again, I think he's a rising star in this league. I really do. I think he's figuring out what it takes to rush the quarterback at this level. And, you know, Dante Fowler and, you know, Sam and Neal and those guys, I mean, we're deep there. And so that's why the five down fronts make sense for us. And, again, it was a good start yesterday in terms of how we affected the quarterback.
Yeah. Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. With the five-man fronts, if you go more that direction now with Quinn, what can that do to take some heat off of the secondary?
Well, it should hopefully allow less time for the quarterback to stand back there and see what's going on. What it does is it creates Tommy one-on-ones. You know, it's, you know, there's no way to slide. You know, I mean, if you're in four down front, we can send the center one way or the other. So if we want to take care of Clarence, we slide the center that way. More than likely, we'd slide to Todd because he's a better athlete. But when you have five guys out there, you can't send the center anywhere. So your help has to come from somewhere. And usually you use a back. And so when you use a back, then that limits how much you can free release the back. And so it creates a ton of problems, quite honestly.
And then you've talked a lot about eye discipline with linebackers being something that you've watched with your guys. What stands out about Logan Wilson's eye awareness and how he uses his eyes?
Yeah, it's actually the number one thing when you watch his film that you notice is how quick he dissects plays and how quick he sees, tells, and he reads his triangle. It's one of the best things he does, and he's got the athleticism to get there, so it jumps off the film. You know, I mean, just without knowing him. I'm sure there's a ton of film study. I'm sure there's a ton of stuff that he does from a preparation standpoint. But I would say the number one thing that jumps off the film along with his athleticism is his ability to read keys and dissect, you know, run schemes.
Scott Erickson with DAP. I think this is a little bit related to the five-man front. But when you add a guy like Quinnen to a pair of starters that have been productive, is there any element of only so many snaps to go around, or is the D-line just such a rotational kind of thing that it doesn't really matter?
Yeah, you know, Scott, it's more of a rotational thing. I mean, these guys are all on a pitch count in terms of you don't want to overdo them because you want them to be, you know, fresh when they need to go. So I don't think you can ever have enough good ones. And we certainly have the depth to be able to give these guys blows when they need blows. And the way they run to the ball is important to us. So I think it's bonus all the way around.
We've talked a lot about the window with Dak and winning. How much of this do you think is trying to take advantage of the window with Dak when he's playing at the level that he's been playing?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's just urgency all the way around. I mean, we want to win. We want to build a world championship team. Where we sit right now, we're nowhere close to being where we want to be. But, again, like I said, we've got time this week to, you know, reassess some things, and that's our job as coaches is to clean some things up and tighten some things up and to get ready for the last eight games. But, you know, again, Dak's a great player. You know, I don't know how much longer Dak wants to play into his 40s. I mean, most of these guys are playing in their 40s now. So the urgency is here because, you know, we're here to win and compete to win.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, obviously different positions, but when you had Micah Parsons, he moved around the line of scrimmage a lot. How much do you see of Quinnen Williams being able to line up in different spots, and how beneficial is that for a D-line to have a dynamic player who can kind of bounce around all those different
Well, players? Again, I mean, he's mostly been inside. You know, he's really been the three technique, the two technique. They've played him on the left. They've played him on the right. We weren't really sure where he was going to go. Last time we played him, how they were setting it, some of it was matchup. I'll be sure to ask him, you know, when I talk to him. But, yeah, he'll be more inside. But can he play outside as the edge? Yeah, he can. But he's most disruptive inside just because of the speed and the power and the pad level that he has. And when you can push the pocket back into the quarterback or push the center guards back into the runners, it creates a lot of chaos.
How much do you think, we talk a lot about the pass rush impact, but how much do you think he can affect the run game for you guys?
Yeah, again, I know, you know, White Cotton, you know, said he's just an incredible all-around player, but he said that, again, one of the best run stoppers he's ever been around, and it's because of the relentless play style that he has, the way he's wired, and I think that's something he's shown coming out of college and through his first couple years in the league.
Joe.
Joe White, Dallas Morning News. What do you remember about scouting him this year, and what kind of stood out on the tape when you scouted him?
The edges that he could create, you know, on guards, and, you know, he plays with width. His stance is very narrow because he knows he wants to be able to get that first and second step in the ground. We were very aware of when he was out of the game. I think I said to you guys the big touchdown to Pickens on Sauce Gardner, he was out of the game. We knew he was out of the game, so we were comfortable with a protection that maybe when he was in there we weren't going to be as excited about running. But, I mean, just the guy is – he's got size, he's got speed, he's got, you know, play style that fits what we want to do, and you know, just a great addition. You know, really, really excited.
It's been said that defensive tackles sometimes are hard to develop. The last two trades for defensive tackles have been guys who did develop and ready to go. I guess how much of a premium do you guys put on getting guys who are ready to go right now, and obviously say goodbye to one of your former first-round pick defensive tackle.
Stuff. Yeah, you know, again, I think, you know, anytime you get a chance to add a guy like Quinn into your team, you're crazy if you don't do it. In terms of Mozzie, you know, I had a really good talk with Mozzie. He was obviously disappointed that, you know, it didn't work out for him here, and I wish him nothing but the best. I told him that what I truly believe, sometimes change is good, you know, and he gets a chance to go and start over in New York, and that's not a bad thing. And he won't be the first person that leaves one team and goes and has great success. I want that for him. I hope he has a great career, but, you know, it was tough to say goodbye to Mozzie.
Tough.
Sadi's of The Athletic. Brian, for Matt Eberflus, post-training camp, he had to deal with losing Micah and a lot of injuries, signed Clowney, the two trades here. With all the personnel change, you've been in the coordinator spot. What kind of challenges does that create for a coordinator to, you know, have all that happen just after training camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. And, again, it's not the easiest thing to do. And certainly, you know, we've had our issues with the safety position and things like that. And, you know, just the uncertainty of at times of Wanye and how's he going to feel and things like that. But, you know, you lean on your staff, you know, but there's certainly things that you have to, okay, I want to do this, but I'm not sure I'm going to have that guy available. So you kind of put it off to the side. You maybe rep it in a walkthrough side, but you don't, you know, do a full speed rep. And then if the week looks like promising that player is going to play, you're like, okay, I want to pull that back out. So it's a little bit of a juggling act. But I will say when Flus got word of the trade for Quinnen, he was all smiles.
In your conversations with him, with all the personnel changes, do the players need to pick up his scheme, or does his scheme fit the players that are available on any given week?
Yeah, I think it's us, you know, trying to find those answers, Saad. I mean, you know, it's like the five down stuff. I mean, there's nothing, you know, there's no genius behind playing five down when you've got talented defensive linemen and creating singles and stuff like that. And I think it's a little bit of both, quite honestly. I think it's, you know, him making sure that we're challenging the opponent who we're playing. And I think that's part of it. I think it's, you know, there's things that we need to do from tightening up our coverage, our eyes, things like that. But it's a little bit of both, you know. And, again, that's why this week is so important for us. I keep referencing it, but this week is very important for us as a staff because there's a lot of questions that we have to answer. And there'll be a lot of, you know, deep dives into every phase. First, second down, third down, short yardage, goal line, red zone, 2 minute, 4 minute, backed up. You know, those are all areas that we have to look into and say, okay, what does the scheme look like? Does it fit us right? What areas are we not executing well at? What areas are we executing well at? And then we'll make some decisions based on that.
Calvin.
You traded for Wilson, who got benched in Cincinnati. And I'm going to say you were able to see him before the trade, but what do your personnel people say about what they saw on tape?
Yeah, I watched some film on him. Like I said, the number one thing that jumps out, and again, you know, things happen for different reasons. I know they drafted some linebackers, you know, I know. And again, I think when you watch the film of Logan, you talk about a guy that's had four, I think, 100-plus tackle seasons, and we played him a couple years ago, and what jumped off the film was the athleticism, one, the ability to dissect things. He's excellent in coverage, you know, from both zone and man. But what I saw that really jumped off the film was how quick he was to dissect what was getting ready to happen, and then he shows up fast at the ball.
Bland looked like he didn't have one of his better games. Just why do you think that was last night?
You know, I mean, the cornerback position's hard, you know, and I think, you know, he played amazing the week before. I think it's part of playing corner in this league. And, you know, he's not a guy we worry about. I thought he, you know, I mean, he had to tackle a bunch yesterday, and a number of those were, you know, on isolations to him. But I don't have any concerns about Duron. But I will say that, you know, was not his best game, and the type of pro he is, and all pro, really, he'll bounce back.
Barron.
You talk about guys, you know, coming back, you know, after. Where are Overshawn and Revel? Are they on track to play, not just, you know, return?
Yeah, the thought is yes. Hopefully they have a great week this week in all of their rehab and things that they're doing and just their work. But, yeah, that would be the plan. And hopefully we'll find out a lot more next Monday when we get them back in here. And But I would say yes. As of now, they're trending to play.
And the two safeties should be back as well.
Hopeful, yes.
The Russian coverage marriage, is there something missing there? It seemed like pass rush worked, but any third and long, it seemed like they were able to convert pretty easily.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I think, you know, having looked at the film again this morning, there was definitely some not coverage breakdowns. I thought that they, you know, they threw and caught the ball pretty well. There was times that, you know, we were getting hurt on third down and long where they did a good job with some of their pass protection, some of the pickups and stuff of our blitzes. We were a little bit late with a couple of our pressure packages. And so the quarterback, Jacoby, was able to hold the ball a little bit longer. But I would agree that third down we did not play very well, and that's a combination of both. Sometimes it was the pass rush, sometimes it was the coverage, and those are things that we need to tighten up. We mixed the coverage pretty good, I thought, but they seem to be a step ahead of us in most third down situations.
And then offensively, the last two games, is there, I don't know what the word, worry, concern? What do you, if, as you go into this week, there's more things that you need to look at offensively than you thought maybe 3 weeks ago?
No, again, I think I told you guys last night, I mean, we didn't play the game the way we wanted to play this one. You know, we didn't go into this game say, hey, we're going to play the whole fourth quarter in 11 personnel on the ball, 2 minute. That's not how we wanted to play this game. Like I said, last night we made the decision. We were down 27-10 with, I think, 2:30 to go in the third quarter. And I knew that we had to speed the pace of play up. And I think that's what led a little bit to Dak getting hit so much. And that's not how we want to play. But we're going to look at everything. You know, we're not going to, you know, rest on the fact that we played great the first 6-7 weeks of the season. And the standard is a standard for us. And we got to get it figured out before Vegas.
If you have something else, Nick.
Yeah. I know you guys value premium draft capital. Is there more an emphasis or more urgent in these next two drafts to be able to hit on these guys with limited picks now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we'll address that when we get to it. Our guys do a great job. The personnel guys do a great job. But the thing I'll say is, you know, draft capital, which we have, you can move those picks around and create more draft capital. And so I think when you look at the initial trade with Micah and now you look at what we've been able to do with it, I think it shows you that, you know, Jerry, Steve, and Will, I mean, those guys are going to use the picks that we've got, and to get a guy like Quinnen and get him in here and is great. But we're always going to be looking to continue to build the roster.
All righty.
Thanks, guys.
There it is, the Brian Schottenheimer press conference here on your home of the Cowboys. A very eventful day. They traded for Quinnen Williams and linebacker Logan Wilson. And we'll come back, get you the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. live here on your home of the Cowboys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes,
then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Boys. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Just getting back in the clock now following that shoddy presser. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Should never run out of pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's time for the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts, and into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Let's see what we can do here. G-Bag of the day. We do it every week on The Fan at 5:30. Hey, it's 5:38 because we got some good news.
Yeah.
We got some good news. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. If there's anything you think I should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day number one going for two of this champion audio. It comes from our morning show here on The Fan. The RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools is Chop? Well, the fool that's Chop is the guy that's yearning for the touch of a man. Touch of a man.
Give me that man.
Yeah.
Give me that man.
He said girls overrated, apparently. It's nothing like a touch of a guy.
Yeah. What's something men secretly love doing but pretend they don't?
Look, for me, this is easy.
It's
getting a massage from a guy. All right.
Maybe this is what Spittle did when he left our party after 20 minutes.
You can say all you want that you want a girl. But the moment a man, not a guy, a man with Popeye forearms and fat fingers gets his hands all up on you, it's over. You'll never go back to a woman again. So, a massage from a guy.
That is crazy, Choppy. That is nuts, dog.
He's just so proud of it and happy to announce it.
Oh, it's nuts.
So happy.
This is easy.
A man. All right, let's see. Let me get these out of the way real quick because we're up against it already. Got a hot mic situation. Let's go to MLS. A little MLS action there, Mr. Dawson.
Okay.
Chicago Fire. The radio broadcasters heading into the halftime were not a fan of how their team were playing. Chicago was, it was 3-0. Philly was beating that Chicago behind.
They were.
Yeah, listen to this going into the break.
We are back with the halftime show after this break. You're listening to the Chicago Fire on WLS AM 890. So that sucked. For a while there, I mean, when it was like 1-0, I'm like,
Lowe's.
So.
Board op sleep with the wheel.
Uh-oh. He sure
he's,
was,
he's
man.
He's probably down at the convenience store picking up a 12-pack. He's running down the hall.
Crap!
Let's see. All right, let's go to University of Tennessee. Speaking of Chompy. Post-game show, the host is not feeling the head coach. Seems like the Tennessee fans are not feeling the head coach out there. Volunteers, isn't it?
Josh Heupel?
Yeah.
Josh Heupel, where? Who took Josh Heupel's balls? Oh. Where are his balls? Josh, what did you do with your balls? Where are your balls, Josh?
That's crazy.
Are they in your pants? Do you have balls? Were you neutered in the offseason?
What?
Did you have yourself neutered? Why would you do that? Why would you give your balls away? I like my balls. Marcus Young, do you like your balls?
I'm a fan of them.
I like. Why would you not want your balls? Balls are a necessity in the sport of American tackle football.
Who would have thought Fred Davis does a post-game for the University of Tennessee?
What happened to your balls?
That's great.
What happened to your balls, man? How about this one? They said Tony Romo was making weird noises during the broadcast.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of the broadcast, Chris Collinsworth, I thought he was losing it.
because he was just all night, right?
Yeah.
And then it got to one point, they showed the Lincoln Monument, and he was like, there's Abraham Lincoln's monument. And then Chris Collins was like, oh, yeah, my dad's name, Abraham Lincoln. I was like, oh, Chris Collinsworth is crashing out, y'all. Come to find out, his dad's really named Abraham Lincoln Collinsworth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy. He could also be drunk.
That's what I'm saying. I thought he was crashing out.
That game got out of hand.
Ah, yeah, by the way, my dad's name is Abraham Lincoln. I have, you know. Tony Romo making strange noises.
About him, and you'll see right here, hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Tony.
What?
Getting real relaxed. You're so good when he holds.
Tony. Tony is a wild boy. I love, love Tony. All right, let's go.
Okay, listen.
I got enough for now.
Is it our champ?
I got a whole bunch in here, too, boy.
That was nice, dude. 5 minutes. We got a champ and three quality challengers. Is it RJ Choppy, our champ? Is it the MLS Hot Mic? That sucked. Is it...
well, that sucked.
The Tennessee Talk Show wondering where Josh Heupel's balls are.
Yeah.
Or Tony Romo making strange noises. I'm going to go with the soccer clip there, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the balls.
Okay, Lucius?
Yeah, where are your balls?
Well, Chuck.
Give me the champ.
We're 2-1
like
to one,
Brian.
I like
his co-host. You wouldn't want your balls moving, right?
He's like, nah, I don't have
you like your balls?
Yeah.
Vote this thing off. I'm going to go with the... It's the is it the champ, right?
RJ, yeah, you got champ.
Yeah.
You got to vote for Champ Choppy. You got two for the Volunteers Talk Show host.
Let's go with Choppy here, please.
Okay, it's tied at two. Jump on to at GBagNation, and we'll create a little Insta poll. You can vote it up, and we'll announce the winner here towards the end of LA Live. And speaking of LA Live, here's Lucius, the Pimp Cup.
Yeah, it's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Watch out there now.
Everybody get high.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have a message. Do not, and I repeat, do not waste Daquavius Prescott's best years. You have 24 hours to make a decision. And also, Jerry Jones, I call him Jerry Jacoby. Jerry Jacoby Jones, you better go out there. You got 24 hours to make a move. Because you at 83, Dak at 32, you better not make a mistake. That's what I'll tell you. Because this don't not happen. You got to do it. You have to do it.
Did he do it?
He did it.
Did he do it?
He did it.
All he's done it.
Okay. All right. Just want to see how everybody felt about that move. Did he do it? I like the guy we picked up, though. He's a nice dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. LA Live for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. You are appreciated. Even you haters, I love you. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Fellas, I hate to tell you, but it happened to me again over the weekend.
You fell down?
Nap on the couch.
We fall down.
It was
I did not pee on the couch.
Crab legs.
I did not pee the Bud Light Platinums or whatever they were. Yeah, they got me pit.
Oh, you did crab legs?
Crab legs?
No. So I shot over to the Starbucks in Las Colinas before the SMU game.
Okay.
I think Texas and SMU was kind of playing at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Said, I'm going to go over there and give me a little coffee. When I was standing in line, some dude walked in, pushed me on my shoulder, was like, hey, I know who you are. You should run the pill for the Raiders.
Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch again. He said, I know who you are. He pat me on my back. Yeah, I know who you are.
Way.
And then the lady in front of me turned around, and he looked at her, and he was like, yeah, he used to play for the Raiders.
That's beast mode. That's beast mode right there.
God, jeez.
Sign some autographs.
I look nothing like the man. I seen him in real life in Vegas. I seen him checking in his camera equipment and everything. That guy's huge.
Yeah.
He's huge. I got nothing on that. Nothing on that. Keeps happening. I was going to get into this Commanders QB curse and whatnot, but I'm going to skip all of that. Did you guys do any voting? It's voting season again. Did you guys do any voting?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. Well, this is it.
I think I'll be going next season.
Not yet.
Wolfchuk just lied right through his teeth.
Not yet.
Today was the last day.
Plan on
Unless
it.
It's outside the door, we're probably not voting today.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah, they got it downstairs?
Yeah. I wish they would. I wish they would, man. Now, I did mine early. Old lady went and did hers during lunch. But
yeah, the early voting's smart.
Yeah. But let's focus. I wish I was voting for the mayor of NYC right now.
Uh-oh.
Gotham City is full of characters, folks. Gotham City is full of characters.
Hit Ron.
The mayor right now is Eric Adams, former gang member, turned cop, turned politician. He hates rats. If you're paying attention to what I'm saying right there, he hates rats. But he loves bottle service, so you might catch him at the Shark Bar one night. The mayor getting VIP service in the club. That's a real thing. You got former governor Andrew
Cuomo.
Touch me, tease me, Cuomo.
Okay,
touch me, tease me, Cuomo. Yeah, hold on. Let's see. I got some Cuomo audio right here. He was on Hot 97 with Ebro in the morning. He kind of hung up, dodging a question.
Uh-oh. Your boy was just on 60 Minutes, Cuomo, saying that you're his guy.
No. First of all,
Trump said you're his candidate. If he had to pick a bad Democrat or what did he say? Or a
communist.
Or a communist, he's picking you. Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus. Hello?
Uh-oh. I think that they cut him.
he dipped on out of there.
Yep, I'm good here.
You got another guy running for mayor up there in Gotham City. Socialist Zoran Madami.
Yes.
Oh,
he's
probably going to
win.
Everybody's talking about him.
Yeah, he's probably going to win.
Yeah.
Bit controversial.
And my guy right here, the founder of the vigilante group, the Guardian Angels.
Yes.
Curtis Sliwa.
He was a young man with me one day.
Come on. He was, bro.
He was a young man.
He's a tough guy, man.
He used to be on Geraldo Rivera's show all the time.
Yes, yes.
And he was always talking about it. Now he looks like an old man like me.
Yeah, he still wears the berets,
though.
He
wears the berets. Yeah.
Listen, y'all. If y'all have no idea, the Guardian Angels used to walk around New York and just regulate.
Yeah.
From the crime. Yeah. Curtis Lee got himself in some situations, I promise.
Kind of like a Batman.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been shot by the mafia. He will shoehorn that conversation in every time you ask him a question about anything. He's going to shoehorn the fact that he's been shot by the mafia. I think he was on his way to his radio show. He used to talk about the mafia and the things they used to do on his radio show, and they shot him.
Dang.
Yeah, listen. They're talking about mass transit right here. Listen to how he brings up how he got shot.
When you need to get somewhere fast and you can't take the train, do you hail a taxi? Do you use rideshare? Mr. Sliwa, what do you do?
I try to avoid yellow cabs. As you know, I was shot in the back of a yellow cab in 1992 by the Gotti's and Gambino's.
As you know.
Don't matter what you ask him, bro. He's going to bring up the fact that he got shot.
You want to see it?
You need to vote for me because I got shot.
I love this guy, boy. Gotham City is full of characters right here. They're asking about going into cannabis dispensaries. They asked all of the mayoral candidates right here. Listen to how he answered it.
Have you ever purchased anything in a cannabis shop? And if so, what did you buy, Mr. Mamdani?
I have purchased marijuana at a legal cannabis shop.
Okay. Mr. Cuomo?
No.
Mr. Sliwa?
When I was shot 5 times, I got
I told you, bro.
It was a Tuesday. I was on cannabis. I never smoke cannabis on Tuesdays anymore.
Cannabis after I was shot.
This is my dude right here, man. Shot, stabbed, all type of stuff. He had like 17 cats in his New York apartment.
Oh, wow.
17 cats in his New York apartment.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That does throw doubt on anything else he says.
Crazy cat guy?
Crazy cat guy. Hold on, I got this little
point. Just all the ammonia.
That's what I'm saying.
You're okay with that?
Let me get this out the way real quick.
Where are you from, Amy?
I'm from England.
Check this out. I forgot what this was. I had to play it real quick. So he's being interviewed by a lady from England, as you just heard. And, you know, he's going to talk about all his assaults and whatnot. Shoehorns this one in.
Where are you from, Amy?
I'm from England.
Which part?
London.
Well, I spent a lot of time
in
London.
Yeah? Do you like it?
Well, I got stabbed in Wandsworth at a council estate.
Whereabouts?
In the mouth with darts.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
That's not getting stabbed. That's a bar accident, dude.
In the mouth.
Yeah. There was a drunk guy in the pub throwing darts. You sat a little too close.
That's my guy, man. Curtis Lee, and they kept begging him to drop out the race, right, Broadus? Yeah. Get out the race, please! Yeah. Please!
He's not going to go.
I'm not leaving.
He is not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
He is. He was a young man.
Probably a good pickup line, knowing how ladies like danger a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You just keep bringing this up.
Yeah, look, I've been shot and stabbed. The mafia tried to get me.
I thought he was going to say he prefers London because they have stricter gun laws.
You know?
I should retire there so I won't get shot again.
She said that at the end of that little conversation. she was like, well, at least you got stabbed and not shot like you would in America. I was like, damn. Damn, what are we doing?
European stinging on America.
Yeah, I did say this guy had a whole lot of cats in his New York City apartment. He defends it because his critics say there's too many cats. You're a weirdo.
When they see this picture of me, right away they say you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're like a cat lady.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean? Why? What's wrong with having all these cats? If they're well fed, they're well taken care of, they're happy. Why do you immediately assume that we're hoarders or there's something wrong with this?
Maybe it's a stack of papers in the front.
Taking care of animals. No, it's the stereotype that exists.
Oh, I see, yeah.
There is the prevailing theory that only crazy cat ladies have cats.
Okay.
Older women.
Right, yeah.
You know, all the furniture is upstairs rearranged in the wrong rooms.
Okay, that's a good definition.
That's a stereotype.
I'm sorry.
So now you see somebody like me, tough guy.
Don't cats give you some type of crazy thing, like autoplasma, tasma, something like that?
There is something that can happen.
Yeah, it comes from a real thing. Worms. Yeah, and if you had 17 dogs in your apartment, you're still looking crazy, fam.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a lot of animals in an apartment.
How much kitty litter do you got to buy to handle that?
Yeah, I thought I saw something where cats are genetically the most perfect animal in the world.
I love them. But yeah, they'll give you that toxoplasma thing, and then you're crazy, for real.
Well, I mean, you basically work for the cat.
Yeah.
They're so independent.
Yeah.
I love cats.
And they say the same thing. When I ran for mayor, they say, oh, this guy's crazy. He's got all these cats. And I would say to them, what do you mean I'm crazy? Why? Because I got 18 cats. You want to come into my apartment?
No.
See how the cats socialize?
Yeah. So are you like a tough guy cat lady?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I'll challenge you. You know, if you come up and you start making fun of cats, I'll say, you want me to knock your schnoz right down your throat?
I'll knock that schnoz right
off
your
throat. I thought he was being creepy to her, you know?
Yeah.
You want to come up and see the cats?
You want to challenge me? I'll knock your schnoz off.
Make it 19 cats.
Tough guys can be crazy cat people, too.
They eat the rats.
Doll.
Oh, my gosh.
We all just need to go away.
Yeah. How much time I got?
Plus,
I got
if the mafia tries to shoot you, they can block it.
I tell you, I was stabbed and shot at the same time.
Yeah, did I tell you, by the way?
I'm one of the cats.
Well, I have so many cats.
Look here, doll. Look at this wound right here. Pay attention. Hey, he goes over how he names his cats. I think this is hilarious.
Wow.
What's this one called?
Peanut. We rotate the names.
Guessing.
We like the Greek names. We start with Athena, who is the matriarch. The first rescue cat we had indoors was Hercules.
Okay.
So Homer again, Greek mythology.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
But we've run out of so many Greek names that we now have new names.
Like Peanut.
Yeah.
This is Apollo. Wait a second. It's Mittens. Hold on. Mittens.
Oh, is that a Greek name or?
No, actually, the original name was Crooked Head because it has a crooked head.
This is Crooked Head.
It all adds up.
That was Greek.
His original name was Crooked Head Doll because he had a crooked head.
Why do we agree to this interview? What are we doing?
What?
She's clearly trolling him and doing a hell of a job.
Why did we agree to this interview?
What is that Greek?
He's loving it. He's loving it.
He is, dude.
I mean, you hear what he said. You think I'm a crazy cat guy? Come upstairs and come see my cats. Like, that's not convincing me, fam.
She got tricks.
Yeah. Smell them. I can smell them from here.
Good. I don't have enough time, but dog, he talks about how to get rid of the rat problem in NYC.
It's his cats.
It's his cats.
It's the cats.
It's the cats.
He wants to start a cat colony, fam.
He's onto something.
He says the phrase cat colony. He's running for mayor of New York City.
This guy's running for mayor, too?
He's running for mayor,
got my
bro.
Vote.
Running for mayor. All right, I'm out of here, y'all.
Thank you, Lucius.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Willing the creek don't grass. That's my time. Peace.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, and I do like cats. I think they're cool. You know, I don't know if they're the world's most perfect animal, like Brian said.
I think they are, bro.
Yeah, genetic.
I love
genetic
them.
Animals.
The
I
Egyptians
think
worshipped them.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. And I just don't want them inside, you know, that long. They got to use the bathroom outside.
I mean, that the litter box can be a pain in the.
That's the only way I'll keep them from now on. And they probably won't survive long, but that's better than smelling them while they use whatever room they go to. There's no recovery.
Yeah, that litter box is a pain.
Yeah.
And he's got 18 of them.
Right?
In this apartment, bro.
Yeah, he's got to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Even one part of this interview, he sat down on a toilet in his bathroom and showed the lady how he talks to his cats in the morning as he's taking a poo.
Oh, wow.
He didn't have to sit down on the toilet. You know what I'm saying? You can just explain.
This is how
he didn't have to. Look here, hon.
So dramatic.
This is
such
how
a
I
showman.
Talk to Peanut. All right, y'all.
Okay, Cowboys made two trades, including for an all-pro. What does it do for their now and their future? We'll give you the latest on that and maybe get a hodgepodge in here before TD Tuesday coming up next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.